Hello, and welcome to your GCSE French Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here, because today we're diving into one of the most important topics on your French GCSE. Qui suis-je? Or in English, who am I? This topic sits right at the heart of the specification. It's about you, your identity, your family, your personality, your likes and dislikes. And the brilliant news is, you already know a lot of this vocabulary from everyday life. Our job today is to make sure you can use it accurately, confidently, and in a way that earns you the highest possible marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the core vocabulary you absolutely must know. The Who Am I topic covers five main areas: your personal identity, your family and relationships, your physical appearance, your personality, and your hobbies and interests. Let's take each one in turn. First, personal identity. You need to be able to say your name, your age, your nationality, and where you live. The key phrases are je m'appelle, I'm called, j'ai 16 ans, I'm 16 years old, je suis anglais, or je suis anglaise, and notice that difference. If you're male, it's anglais. If you're female, it's anglaise with an E on the end. This is adjective agreement, and it's one of the most common places students lose marks. We'll come back to that. J'habite à Manchester. I live in Manchester. Je suis né le. I was born on. These are your foundation phrases. Learn them until they're completely automatic. Now, family vocabulary. This is where candidates often pick up easy marks, or lose them through careless errors. Your immediate family. Mon père, my father. Ma mère, my mother. Mon frère, my brother. Ma sœur, my sister. And notice mon is used for masculine nouns, ma for feminine ones. So it's mon père, but ma mère. For grandparents, mon compère, ma compère. And the plural, mes compagnons. Don't forget that S on con in the plural form. Modern family structures also appear in exams. Mon beau-père means my stepfather or my father-in-law, depending on context. Ma belle-mère is my stepmother. Mon demi-frère is my half-brother. These terms appear in reading and listening tasks, so make sure you recognise them. Now, let's talk about describing people, both their appearance and their personality. This is where adjective agreement becomes absolutely critical. For physical appearance, grand, tall, petit, short, mince, slim, gros, fat or large, hair, les cheveux bruns, brown hair, les cheveux blonds, blonde hair, les cheveux roux, red hair, les cheveux noirs, black hair, eyes, les yeux bleus, blue eyes, les yeux verts, green eyes, les yeux marrons, brown eyes. Notice that marron never changes. It's one of those invariable adjectives that stays the same regardless of gender or number. For personality, sympa, nice or friendly, drôle, funny, bavard or bavarde, talkative, timid, shy, généreux or généreuse, generous, paresseux or paresseuse, lazy, travailleur or travailleuse, hardworking. See the pattern? Many adjectives have a masculine and feminine form. The feminine usually adds an E or changes the ending more significantly, like sportif becoming sportive or généreux becoming généreuse. Opinions and justifications. This is where you move from a basic answer to a high-scoring one. Examiners are specifically looking for your ability to give and justify opinions. Don't just say, j'aime le foot, I like football. Say why. J'aime jouer au foot parce que c'est passionnant. I like playing football because it's exciting. Je n'aime pas regarder la télé car c'est ennuyeux. I don't like watching TV because it's boring. Je préfère lire des livres parce que c'est relaxant. I prefer reading books because it's relaxing. Your opinion starters. J'aime, I like. Je n'aime pas, I don't like. J'adore, I love. Je déteste, I hate. Je préfère, I prefer. Je trouve que, I find that. À mon avis, in my opinion. Selon moi, according to me. Your justification connectives. Parce que, because. Car, because, more formal. Donc, therefore. Cependant, however. Mais, but. Pourtant, yet, or however.
Now. And this is really important, tenses.
One of the key marking criteria for GCSE French is your ability to refer to past, present, and future events. Using only the present tense will cap your marks significantly. The present tense, le présent, is your base. For regular ER verbs like parler, the endings are je parle, tu parles, il or elle parle, nous parlons, vous parlez, il or elle parle. The past tense, le passé composé, is formed with avoir or être, plus the past participle. J'ai joué au foot hier. I played football yesterday. Je suis allé au cinéma le week-end dernier. I went to the cinema last weekend. Remember, verbs of movement and reflexive verbs use être, not avoir. The key être verbs include aller, to go, venir, to come, partir, to leave, arriver, to arrive, naître, to be born, mourir, to die. The near future, le futur proche, is the easiest future tense. It uses aller plus the infinitive. Je vais regarder la télé ce soir. I'm going to watch TV tonight. Ma famille va partir en vacances l'été prochain. My family is going to go on holiday next summer. If you can weave all three tenses naturally into a speaking or writing task, you are immediately demonstrating the range that examiners reward. Let's move on to exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number one, forgetting adjective agreement. This is the single most common error. If you're describing a girl as tall, it's grande, not grand. If you're describing your sisters as funny, it's drôle, not drôle. Every time you use an adjective, ask yourself, is the noun it describes masculine or feminine, singular or plural? Then apply the correct ending. Mistake number two, not addressing all bullet points in writing tasks. In your GCSE writing exam, you'll be given bullet points to cover. Candidates who miss even one bullet point cannot access the highest marks. Read the question carefully, underline each bullet point, and tick them off as you write. Mistake number three, over-relying in simple sentences. J'aime le foot. Je n'aime pas la natation. These are basic sentences. To reach the higher grades, you need complex sentences with connectives, subordinate clauses, and a range of tenses. Bien que je joue au foot depuis l'âge de 5 ans, je préfère maintenant regarder des matchs à la télé parce que c'est plus relaxant. Although I've been playing football since the age of 5, I now prefer watching matches on TV because it's more relaxing. Mistake number four, mispronouncing sound symbol correspondences. In the read aloud task, you're assessed on pronunciation. Key sounds to practice. The French R, it's produced at the back of the throat, not like an English R. The nasal sounds, an, n, in, on. The silent final consonants, the S on vous, the T on e, and the liaisons, where a final consonant is pronounced before a vowel, like vous avez, sounding like vous avez. Mistake number five, confusing names from Appendix 3. In your assessments, people will have specific French names, like Théo, Camille, Léa, Hugo. Don't confuse these names with vocabulary words. They're just names, not words you need to translate. Now for your quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. How do you say, I have brown hair and blue eyes? The answer is, j'ai les cheveux bruns et les yeux bleus. Question two. What is the passé composé of aller in the first person singular? The answer is, je suis allé, or je suis allé if you're female. Question three. Give me three opinion phrases with justifications. For example, j'adore la musique parce que c'est relaxant. Je déteste faire du shopping car c'est ennuyeux. Je préfère lire parce que c'est intéressant. Question four. What are the four forms of the adjective sportif? Sportif, masculine singular. Sportive, feminine singular. Sportif, masculine plural. Sportives, feminine plural. Question five. How do you form the near future tense? Use the correct form of aller plus the infinitive. Je vais, tu vas, il va, nous allons, vous allez, ils vont, plus the infinitive. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways from today. One, master your core vocabulary across the five areas. Identity, family, appearance, personality, and hobbies. These are the building blocks of everything. 2. Adjective agreement is non-negotiable. Every adjective must agree in gender and number with the noun it describes. 3. Use all three tenses, present, passé composé, and futur posh, to demonstrate range and access the higher mark bands. 4. Always give and justify your opinions. Don't just say what you like, say why, using parce que, car, or doc. And 5. In writing tasks, address every bullet point. Missing one costs you marks you can't get back. And remember, the who am I topic is one of the most personal and engaging topics on the whole specification. You're talking about yourself, your family, the people you love. Use that personal connection to make your friends feel authentic and alive. I'll see you in the next episode. Bonne chance, and you've absolutely got this.